One of the most shocking realizations in doing the research and teaching my new free course on genetic survival, you can find that course, by the way, at geneticsurvival.com, begins streaming free this Saturday. But one of the biggest realizations was that of all the identified specific nutrients that help your body repair genetic damage, the processed food supply and the institutional foods that so many people live on, whether it's, you know, school food or nursing home food or prison food or, you know, just convenience food, fast food, you know, all these things, all that food lacks the nutrients that promote DNA repair. So it's almost as if the mainstream food supply was, let's say, fine-tuned in order to make sure that the American people cannot achieve gene repair. And what's damaging your genes? Well, I cover that in great detail in the course, but of course, the spike protein, which I call a vaccine fallout, that's one source that's suppressing repair, but the damage is coming from background radiation. It's coming from indirectly through 5G exposure, which I understand is non-ionizing radiation, but it still produces peroxynitrite, which can cause single-strand breaks on your chromosomes or even double-strand breaks. There's also gene damage from metabolism. So just the fact that your cells are doing their thing, just the fact that you're alive, your cells are producing byproducts, reactive oxygen species, for example, that themselves damage your genetic code. And that's why gene repair has been part of the genetic code of mammalian organisms for, you know, for as long as mammals have been on planet Earth. I don't know how long that is, but it's a long time. And some of these mechanisms that I cover in the course go back to single-celled microalgae going back billions of years in Earth's history. So that's pretty remarkable because they have genetic code as well. You know, genetic code has been around for billions of years. But in the history of humanity, for most of the time that humans have been here, the food that people ate had these gene-repairing nutrients. Certain nutrients like apigenin that's found in parsley, for example, and celery. And by the way, the fresh produce, they do have these nutrients. So the anthocyanins that are found in blue pigment berries, like blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, or even eggplant, you know, the purple pigment in eggplant is itself a very potent natural medicine. But also, let's say the phycocyanin that's found in spirulina. And there are ancient cultures that ate spirulina in South America, for example. There are stories of the Inca harvesting and eating what we would call spirulina. It may not be the exact same strain, but it's a blue-green algae. And it gave them extraordinary capabilities and extraordinary nutrition, you know, source of B vitamins and so much more, and iron, lots of things. Things that they would have been lacking, especially iron, if they didn't have enough, let's say, meat in their diet. But my point is that even our ancestors, even though they lived in economic poverty, they actually lived in nutritional abundance compared to the way most people live today. Most people in the modern Western world are living, frankly, in nutritional poverty. They are living on foods that are absolutely devoid of the nutrients that can protect their genetic code. And as a result, they're dying of turbo cancers. They are experiencing accelerated aging. You've seen this probably in some people. It's just like, wow, how did you get so old so fast? That's crazy. And then immune system collapse. There are these three huge impacts of being unable to repair your genetic code. Plus, there are potentially thousands of smaller impacts and weird mutations and, you know, autoimmune disorders and digestive or, you know, colon cancers and all kinds of weird things that can happen if you can't repair your genes. But it's as if, the way I see it, it's as if the modern world, the modern food supply is engineered to make you die from cancer and immune collapse and accelerated aging. It's literally engineered to do that by making sure that all the nutrients are stripped out, the nutrients that would help you. And by the way, I list all these nutrients. I tell you all about them, including ones far beyond what I've mentioned here. There's a specific B vitamin, for example, that's critical for your genetic repair, healing DNA lesions, and so on. And I tell you all about that in my free course that's just been announced. It's the geneticsurvival.com course, which is called Unbreakable, by the way. And again, you can register to watch it for free at geneticsurvival.com. It begins airing this Saturday, free of charge, at brightyou.com. And you can also optionally purchase the entire course. And you can download all the files and all the images. There's hundreds of images that are part of it as well. Sort of educational slides that my system put together based on the talk and based on the transcript. So you can either watch it for free, or you can, you know, you can just buy it and download everything and have the files. And then you can also share those files with other people, put them on a thumb drive, give them to a friend. And hey, you need to watch this. At least watch just chapter one, or tell them about chapter eight. Actually, chapter eight's really amazing. The chapters kept getting better as I was recording the course. I would be like, I would finish chapter four and like, damn, that was hard hitting, like talking to myself. And then I would record chapter six. I was like, whoa, no way. And like, that was so good. I mean, I know it's crazy. Why do I get excited about my own course? Well, because I didn't know everything in the course either. And so in order to teach it, I did a much deeper dive into the research and I found out things that I didn't know. And so as I was teaching them in the chapters, I was like, this is amazing. How did I not know this? How did I not know this for, you know, 25 years of being the Health Ranger? I should have known these things. And now I'm sharing them with you, and you will want to know these things, believe me. So anyway, the course again is at geneticsurvival.com, and it will be there permanently. That's the long-term site for it. You'll always be able to find it there. So if you want to share this with anybody, you can give them that address. But for the first 2 weeks coming up here, it will only stream at brightyou.com. After that, you'll be able to stream it at geneticsurvival.com. So check out the website, register, watch the stream, at least watch chapter one, which begins this Saturday, August 29th. Watch chapter one to find out if you want to continue. And I think you'll be amazed. I think you'll learn a lot of things. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Take care. You can now register to watch my new free course, Unbreakable, at geneticsurvival.com. And if you go to that website right now, it'll click you over to BrightU, where you can register to watch the course for free. Unbreakable, Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. Now, this is the single most comprehensive and most important course I've ever made available, I've ever assembled. I did a tremendous amount of research. It's over 20 hours of audio, and it's fully illustrated. So let me show you one of the slides that's actually part of this course. If you look at this slide right now, this is just one of the hundreds of illustrations. This one, targeted dietary strategies for enhancing genetic repair. As this slide shows you, there you have parsley and celery, which are really strong natural sources of a molecule called apigenin that's really supportive of NAD plus production, which is part of the energy for your DNA repair. And, you know, this is just one slide of hundreds. And in this course, you will learn exactly which foods, which nutrients, including some foods that you can grow yourself at home. One of them you can just grow in a mason jar as sprouts. And it contains a very powerful nutrient that helps you repair genetic damage. Now, for me, even as a nutritionist, as the Health Ranger, this course was a breakthrough, even researching it and learning and finding out some of the secrets that I didn't even know. And also some of the pitfalls, if you don't repair your genetic damage, if you allow these DNA lesions to persist, then there are three main bad things that will happen. One is turbo cancer, because unrepaired DNA, like here, let me show you on this model, because unrepaired DNA damage, those can be DNA lesions, they can be translocations, excisions, etc., or additions, adductions, lots of things. If they are unrepaired and then your cell divides, now you can have cancer and you can have a tumor that starts growing, because it can even suppress, DNA damage can suppress
the genes that suppress cancer tumor growth. If those genes get turned off because of the damage from even 5G exposure or ionizing radiation exposure or chemical exposure or spike protein suppression or many other things, then you'll start growing tumors like crazy. That's called turbo cancer. If you don't repair your DNA, you'll get turbo cancer. You'll also get immune system collapse and you'll get accelerated aging. You'll just start to look much older, much more quickly than you should. But if you repair your DNA, and again, I teach you how to do that for free at geneticsurvival.com. If you repair your DNA, then you're going to age normally in a healthy fashion. You're going to look much younger than somebody who has accelerated aging, right? You're going to have intact DNA. You're going to have better reproduction because some of these traits, the DNA damage is heritable. It affects your germ cells. So if you ever want to have children who are themselves able to have children, then you need to learn the information in this course to repair DNA damage before it gets passed on. And there are also some very simple nutritional approaches and some specific protections against even ionizing radiation fallout and radioisotopes like iodine-131, cesium-137, strontium-90, or isotopes of plutonium and uranium. And all those different radioisotopes can emit either gamma or beta radiation or alpha particles that are internal emitters if you inhale them. I can teach you how to defend yourself against all those things. This is well documented, actually. It's well reflected in the biochemistry literature, medical literature, physics literature, etc. I had hundreds of AI agents scour the entirety of human knowledge of science and nutrition, like literally scouring over 100 million science papers to pull together the information that I have condensed into this 20-hour illustrated free course called Unbreakable. And you can register for it, watch it all completely free at geneticsurvival.com. This course can save your life. It's something to watch and it's something to share with someone who you care about. And I've made it free because I want as many people as possible to learn this information. Because I care about humanity, I want you to be able to have healthy children. I want you to be able to protect your own health and avoid the pitfalls of DNA damage, because we're on the verge potentially of more nuclear war or nuclear terrorism. You know, there's more 5G towers and electro pollution and forms of non-ionizing radiation that will still produce highly reactive molecules in your blood, like peroxynitrite, for example, that can cause permanent DNA damage in your cells. But again, there are simple nutritional solutions that can protect you against both the damage and that can encourage and accelerate your body's natural repair technology. It's a nanotechnology that you were born with. But in order for that nanotech to work, to repair your own genes, you have to have the right minerals. You have to have the right nutrients. For example, one of those minerals is zinc. And yet the vast majority of people are deficient in zinc. And so they can't repair the genetic damage, even though they have the technology for it. They don't have the coenzyme factors like zinc that are necessary for that repair machinery to be able to function. So check it out again. It's called Unbreakable: Secrets to Genetic Survival in the Age of Spike Shedding and Nuclear Fallout. It's completely free. It's over 20 hours. It's fully illustrated. I recorded the entire course myself. I really enjoyed presenting this course. It's the most important thing I've ever put together, and I think you'll find tremendous benefits from it. You'll love the course. You'll learn a lot, and it's life-saving information, and it's free. So check it out at geneticsurvival.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.